He's been seen on CNBC, the Fox News Channel, and the Fox Business Channel. His articles can be found on MarketWatch, Seeking Alpha, TheStreet.com, and many other places. He's the author of the weekly Best Stocks Now newsletter and the inventor of the Best Stocks Now app. He's president of Gunderson Capital Management. Here is professional money manager, Bill Gunderson.
And welcome to the Monday edition of the Best Stocks Now show with professional money manager, Bill Gunderson, president of Gunderson Capital Management, and Barry Keit, who is a chartered financial analyst. We got a lot to talk about today. Well, the futures were way down. I mean, the Dow futures were down about 200 points here this morning, but we've been slowly climbing back. The weakness is in oil today. Oil is getting clobbered. It's down $4.50 per barrel to $87.83 on a so-called slowdown in China. Well, the Dow is now up 1 point, 33,761. But when you consider it was down 200 in the pre-market, that's pretty good. The NASDAQ is down 8. It's at 13,039. The S&P 500 is down 4 points to 42.75. The small caps, a little trouble there. They're down 1% here so far to begin a new week. And by the way, we've had four straight weeks of an up market, so we'll see whether or not we can continue that win streak. Now, here's the trouble today. Crude oil is down 4.7%, down $4.31 per barrel to $87.78. Gold is down $23 per ounce to $17.92. Silver's down 57 cents, and Bitcoin is down 329 to 24,158. So welcome to today's Best Stocks Now show with professional money manager Bill Gunderson of Gunderson Capital Management and Barry Keit, chartered financial analyst. And Barry, we'll see. We've had a four-week rally, okay? Can we make it five in a row?
Yeah, longest win streak this year in terms of weeks in a row, I saw.
Yeah, and it's been good for us because, you know, we basically got out of those inverse funds 4 weeks ago, at least 4 weeks ago, maybe 5 weeks ago. And so we've gotten a nice little boost here from this rally. And we'll see whether or not it can continue this week. We are just about out of runway on earnings season, although we will see some big retail stocks report earnings this week. Now, last week, the Dow or the S&P was up 3%. All 11 S&P 500 sectors were up, but by far the best performing sector last week, not so much today, but last week, was the energy select spider, which was up 7.4%. The energy sector was up 9.3% last week as we saw a rebound in oil, and now it's selling off today. Very unpredictable lately. Materials had a good week last week. I think the Inflation Reduction Act, which is mostly a lot of green energy in there. The lithium stocks were on fire last week.
I think the name reduces inflation more than the actual bill. But
Mean, that's like a chocolate cake. This is the weight-losing chocolate cake with frosting, and it's low-fat frosting. Materials up 6.4% last week. Financials had a really good week, 6.3%. Real estate had a big week. The weakest area of the market continues to be kind of the consumer stuff with inflation still out there. Inflation is not zero. It may be zero from month to month, but year over year it's over 9%. That's what we learned last week. This week it's going to be kind of a real estate week. We're going to be getting a lot of real estate reports, housing reports, et cetera. And we're going to get some key reports from the retail sector itself, the consumer sector. Okay, overnight, Japan up 1.1%. China basically flat. India closed. And Europe up just a little bit. But I suppose the big news was on Friday, the House also voted and cleared the bill on climate change, drug prices. And, I mean, this is the magic bill. Anybody who's selling this bill, this is going to do it all. It's going to reduce inflation. It's going to lower gas prices. It's going to help the climate, and it's going to keep drug prices in check. But so the Senate passed it earlier in the week, and then on Friday the House passed it. Well, I'm not sure when it will be signed into law, but that's the next step.
Well, and yeah, I think Biden's got to get back from his vacation here at Kiawah Island here in South Carolina.
Yeah, I heard a large plane fly over my house this morning. I don't know if it was Air Force One or not. I don't know when that vacation ends, but we're sure having some beautiful weather here right now. The day he landed, there were lightning storms everywhere. Just, wow, crazy lightning stuff. And then the weather has been beautiful here. Oil rebounded last week with the strong weekly gain as recession talk recedes. But now you've got worries over a slowdown in China. Okay. You know, there's always something to worry about in the markets. And there's some big predictions on oil here today that we'll get to in a bit.
And the Empire Manufacturing Survey came in very weak. So not only you get slowdown talk in China, but you had a bad manufacturing report for here in the U.S. It was down -31.3 versus a +5 forecast.
Wow.
So it's the second worst reading ever. Going back to the only worst reading for manufacturing was, of course, COVID, the beginning of COVID.
So. Wow. Okay, well, we start the week with, let's see, the NASDAQ is down for the year 18.3%. The S&P 500 is down 11.7%. The Dow is down just 8.3% now. It's finally made it into that single-digit category. The small caps are down 9.8% year-to-date. The total world stock index down 13.4% year-to-date. The emerging markets down 14.8%. Europe's had a terrible year between Ukraine and their energy crisis. Europe's down 18.1%, and of course, Europe has had a lot of inflation bad inflation reports. China's down 18.4%. China's had a terrible year. The worst performing asset class this year, Bitcoin, down 50%, cut right in half, 50%. The bond market down about, let's call it 9%. Gold has gone nowhere this year. It's down 1%. Crude oil is up 23% as of Friday, but now it's underwater today. It started the year at $75 per barrel. Okay, $75 per barrel, and right now it's at about $87 per barrel. I noted in the newsletter over the weekend that the uptrend continues. You know, we tracked that thing. We saw the market in a downtrend from the beginning of the year, finally bottoming in mid-June. Okay, that's when I started getting excited. That was 2 months ago because I started seeing a bottom being put in place from a technical point of view. I think it kind of coincided with interest rates mellowing out. You know, interest rates were kind of runaway for a while there, and they have mellowed out here recently. That's definitely helped the tech stocks. So you've had a nice run in the market here over the last 4 weeks. We saw that bottoming out from mid-June to mid-July. It took about 4 weeks for the market to put in a bottom. And then it started to climb out of that bottom. And we called it early July, I'm going to say, the first week of July probably. And we've had a nice run in the Dow, in the NASDAQ, in the S&P ever since then. The tech stocks have definitely regained some pretty good traction. The only thing that hasn't really participated would be those things that are dependent on a really strong economy. But they've done okay. They've done okay also. All right, so we got a lot to talk about today. There's a lot of stocks in the news today. There's a couple of biotechs making news today. There's some stocks that will be reporting earnings this week, some very important ones. We've already had some this morning. This is Bill Gunderson and Barry Kite. We'll be right back. Welcome back here to the second quarter of the Best Stocks Now show. Well, the market has taken a turn for the worse here. The Dow down 41 now, NASDAQ down 41, S&P down 13, crude oil down $4.23. We do have a four-week win streak intact. We'll see if we can continue it this week. We have had some earnings come out this morning. Lee Auto, which is one of the leading electric vehicle makers in the world, it's, of course, in China. That stock is down 2.0% so far this morning. Let's see, what else? Oh, tomorrow we'll get Walmart. Of course, Walmart already warned. On decreasing margins. That's a pretty good chart on Walmart, actually. We don't own Walmart. It's too slow of a grower for us. You know, it's growing in the single digits at this point in its lifespan. Sales have been growing over the last four quarters by 2%, 4%, 1%, 2%. And Walmart's biggest problem is their margins have been shrinking. Because of inflation, freight, all kinds of different reasons. Walmart is up 1% today. They're going to report earnings tomorrow. Home Depot is going to report earnings tomorrow. I haven't looked at Home Depot in a while. Yeah, pretty dull chart there on Home Depot. Target's going to report on Wednesday. For whatever reason, they seem to be holding up a little bit better than Walmart. Even though they're pretty much kind of in the same business. Not a bad chart on Target. Lowe's is going to report this week. So there's four big ones. I mean, there's my weekend right there. You know, Walmart, Target, Home Depot. As I make my rounds, they will all be reporting this week. And let's see who else. Kohl's on Thursday will be reporting earnings. I know that the consumer sentiment came in a little bit better than expected last week, but still pretty weak overall. And then on Friday, it will be Deere. Nothing runs like a Deere. Deere will be reporting. I know Deere season opened here on Saturday. I talked to a guy at church. He spent some time in a tree on Saturday morning with a bow and arrow, Barry. The first 2 weeks is bow and arrow only.
That sounds very, very hot, by the way.
Yeah, he said,
it's gotta be warm.
I asked him about, he says, well, you know, there wasn't any wind, so the mosquitoes were terrible.
Right, yeah.
You know, I don't know, sitting in a tree at day before the sun comes up.
At 80-something degrees.
Right? And swarmed by mosquitoes. But, you know, that's his deal. Okay, now, here's my story of the day. The Pfizer CEO has COVID.
Oh, no.
CEO Albert Bourla said on Monday that he was experiencing mild symptoms but feeling well after testing positive for COVID-19. Now, we've had a lot of people recently who are highly vaccinated, highly boosted, coming down with COVID, but even Fauci, you know, and, of course, the president twice in 2 weeks. Now the CEO of Pfizer, Bourla, comes down. That's not good advertising for the vaccine, I don't think. Commodities cool off as China's economy shows signs of concern. Okay, this is the reason that you're seeing a drop in oil prices today. China's economy cooled off as industrial output growth came in weaker than forecasted, which has added pressure to the commodities market. Well, you know, China is a big user of commodities. They're a big purchaser, a big buyer of commodities. Everything from oil prices to industrial and precious metals are in the red early on Monday morning. Data outlined that China's industrial production grew by 3.8% year over year. I mean, they're used to 6, 7, 8%. 3.8. Of course, they had that big lockdown, you know, that had to play into it somehow. But it was well short of the consensus figure that was anticipated at 4.6%. The number was also weaker than the previous month's level. Last month in June, industrial production grew by 3.9%. You know, I'm hearing over and over and over again from different people, especially people that invest over there, money managers, big hedge fund guys. China's economy is not strong at all. China has a lot of issues with their economy. And guess what? They gave a rate cut on today or over the weekend. I think they're the only economy in the world, right, that's cutting interest rates. The People's Bank of China cut its one-year lending facility rate by 10 basis points to 2.75. That's pretty well, you know, I mean, they did. They have that zero policy on COVID, zero COVID tolerance, and they pretty much took their economy offline there in certain parts of the country for a while.
And they're not likely to remove it until after they have their big Congress shindig, right?
Exactly. Yeah. I mean, he wants to have it look like he's got COVID under control, and you know, you don't want any other leader except for Xi for the rest of your life.
Or at least the rest of his life, right?
Rest of his life, and then after that, his son. Yeah. Retail earnings revisions likely to lead to a retest of the lows. Okay, Morgan Stanley, I put out my macro forecast every single week. I put my neck on the line. We are at the end of earnings season, so there's not going to be a lot of changes right now where those earnings estimates are. For this year, next year, and the year after that, probably going to remain pretty steady for now. But Morgan Stanley, they have been very negative on the market. They say these major retailers, bad news, it's going to flow into the second half of 2022. We're going to go down and retest the lows in the market. Well, you know what? I mean, it's all a bunch of opinions out there on the market. I'm trying to find what their target price is here in this article. I'm not finding it. But to retest the lows, I mean, the S&P 500, the low here recently was 3,636. And here we are at 4,274. So they're basically saying the market's going to go down 650 points after we get these retail reports this week. That's a pretty dire forecast, but, you know, they're entitled to it. Okay, when we come back in the second half of the show, there's some oil predictions out there, oil and gas predictions. We know that month over month we were down 9%. And that was why the inflation cooled off. What's the future hold for oil and gas? We'll be right back. Here to the second half of today's Best Stocks National. Boy, the market is bouncing all over the place today. Now you got the Dow up a few points. You even got oil coming back somewhat here. It's only down, still down $3.99 a barrel now. So got a kind of a whipsaw, seesaw kind of day going on in the market so far. After four straight weeks, the market, the S&P, was up 3% last week. Earnings season is just about at the end. I think about 93%, 94% of the companies have reported. It's been a decent earnings season. There will be some important ones, you know, Target, Walmart, Home Depot, Kohl's. Those are the four big ones that I see this week. Okay, Goldman Sachs says, enjoy $4 pump price while it lasts. They see $5 gas coming back. This is according to Goldman Sachs. The average pump price dropped below $4 per gallon this week, but Goldman sees the price surging back to $5 by the end of the year. Here's their prediction on oil, Barry. Brent crude, they predicting $130 a barrel. Take a look and see where it's at today. Brent, okay. Our West Texas. Where is Brent
today?
I've got
94.3. So.
Okay, so they're saying 130 by the end of the year as the market needs to balance rising demand and tight supplies. That's according to Goldman Sachs.
Well, it makes sense. I mean, nothing's really changed. I mean, especially when you talk about gasoline and you know, you got to make the difference between, you know, what it, you know, a barrel of oil and then actually, you know, pumping gas into your gas tank from a refining standpoint, especially in the U.S. I mean, you know, capacity remains exactly what it was, 2 months ago. We haven't expanded any refining capacity. And then the same thing when you talk about Europe and Brent, I mean, you're going to eventually, right, by the end of the year, Russian oil is going to be off, at least, especially Europe's market. Right now it's still blended in with all of the, other oil being traded. But I think there's a deadline by the end of the year where that will not be occurring anymore. And so you're going to have, even tighter supply than you have at the moment there.
And it's not going to be pretty as it starts to cool off in Europe, which it's starting to now. We're starting to turn the corner now. I mean, we're feeling it here in South Carolina. We've had some cool nights here.
Yeah, it's been nice, finally. Yeah.
It's beautiful. And, we're starting to feel a little bit of fall when you start to hear the kids going back to school and all this and that, which a lot of them are this week here.
Yeah, our oldest started back this morning. So
the worm's going to start turning, and the nights are going to get cooler, and consumption and demand are going to rise as Russia continues to play around with that pipeline. I see natural gas particularly going up here. Well, we'll see. All right, now there's a couple of biotechs. I always like these biotech breakthroughs. Here's the big one today. There's two of them. Plus Therapeutics. On a split-adjusted basis, this thing was once $11,000 a share. Okay, they've done some reverse splits along the way. Now it's 84 cents a share, but the big news is it's up 60% today as they have a drug in the pipeline that's showing promise in brain cancer trials. So I looked it up in the app. It wasn't there. probably because it was, you know, I mean, this thing was 45 cents, 38 cents here recently. I don't have a lot of those kinds of stocks in the app. I added this one to the app, PSTV, PSTV Plus Therapeutics. They have a drug, 186 RNL, showing promise in brain cancer trials. Well, we're always rooting for help there. The other big one, Viridian, V-R-D-N. Wow, holy, look at that chart. Viridian on, man, the volume is just off the chart. It's up 62% this morning. That one is in the app. And I was trying to see if there was any unusual action in it. I keep a spreadsheet.
They have a thyroid eye disease drug that's showing showing promise in trial. So, yeah, some other some big breakthroughs. I always like when you highlight highlight some of those. So,
well, we're always looking
a little
for
positivity
hope
in the world. Yeah, right.
Actually, I didn't have Viridian in the app. I added it because this is another one. This thing on a split-adjusted basis was 1,300 back in 2015. Recently, it was 10. It probably got down to under a dollar, and then they come along, they do a reverse split, like one for 10, sometimes one for 100. This thing is up 61% today, VRDN. Now, if it follows the pattern, okay, they usually, you know, all of this excitement in the morning, I got to get some. People run into the phone or run into their computer to buy it. And then they usually start to settle. This thing's at $23.65. Just out of fun, I'm going to check and see after the show is over if I can find any shares. I'm going to short, let's just say I want to short 100 shares of this thing, VRDN. And then after the market, they'll do their obligatory secondary offering. It will open soft tomorrow, then start to gain steam again. That's just kind of the these story stocks like this. That's just kind of the pattern that they follow. Okay, Lee Auto, we mentioned that. They beat earnings by 2 cents. No great shakes there. There was another one, too, that... it wasn't Xping, it was one of the, NIU, N-I-U, also reported earnings. It's down 5.3%. Now, where are we at with the valuation ratios on the market? I think we're at almost 18 now. We've had a little bit with that rise, that 3% rise in the S&P 500 last week. That's brought the forward P.E. ratio up, I want to say 18, but I'm trying to get to it here in the newsletter. Let's see. Forward P.E., 17.7. That's where we close the week. This quarter that we're just wrapping up with earnings season, we're looking for 6.7% growth versus the same comparable quarter last year. That's good. Now, when we started the quarter, the estimate was for 4.5. And by the end of the quarter, those numbers kept going up a little bit every week. So we exceeded overall pretty good on the numbers. 6.7 is where we're expected to come in at now. And the revenue growth, 13.6. And that sends the forward P.E. ratio. We're not under 16 anymore. We're up to 17.7. We've also seen interest rates settle in a little bit. Let me see what interest rates are doing today. 2.77, down 8 basis points. And, of course, the 10-year is way above 3. So we still have an inverted yield curve, For the entire year, we're looking at earnings growth projections of 8.9% versus the same year last year. We would have record earnings this year of $226 per share. Now, remember, when we began in 2009, we were at around $57 per share. We've gone all the way to $226 per share since then. And now everybody's looking at next year. And the year after that, I published those numbers, our numbers, in the newsletter over the weekend. If you didn't get a copy, you can go to GundersonCapital.com. We had a big winner last week. You know, I kept circling Global Foundries. I just feel like with the chip bill and this big move to bring manufacturing, because we don't really make semiconductors anymore. A lot of the companies, Intel used to make a lot, but they kind of backed out of the making of the chips and handing it off to Taiwan Semiconductor and other foundries overseas in Singapore.
Yeah,
and
we design them and they create them
and copy our designs.
Right.
And now Global Foundries just went public recently, and they manufacture in New York, and they do manufacture in Singapore, but it's not Taiwan. Taiwan is under a little bit of a cloud right now with Chinese ships doing live fire drills out there. Global Foundries had a huge day on Friday. It was up, 11% or so? GFS. All right, we'll be right back.
You got to go where you want to go. Do what you want to do. Live whoever you want to do. Live. You got to go where you want to go. Do what you want to do. Live whoever.
Welcome back to the final segment of today's Best Stocks Now show, where the market's kind of bouncing around here today. We've got a four-week win streak going. We'll see if we can keep it up. Oil seems to be one of the issues. China's an issue with their slowdown. Oil is coming back. It's only down $3.59 right now. A couple big movers in biotech today. Now, there's a few others here. There was a crazy one on Friday. Electric boats coming to a lake near you. Forza, F-R-Z-A, went public on Friday out of Fort Pierce, Florida. They manufacture sustainable and recreational electric sports boat vehicles, okay? So the symbol is FRZA. They went public at 5. It went clear up to 15 there for a while. Now it's at $6.46. I doubt that the range is much. Last time I looked at electric boats, 2 to 3 miles or something like that. I'm going to look at this one here, FRZA. They make the Forza X1, and the company that is associated with them that will be selling these boats is a company that's already publicly traded, Twin V. I have a friend that has a Twin V. That's a outboard with dual hulls, two hulls. Kind of glides through the water, a catamaran. Twin V Power Cats also had a huge day on Friday. Twin V was trading around 4, just kind of a sleepy stock. And then all of a sudden they sign a deal to be, I guess, the representative or to sell these electric boats, FRZA. I doubt that'll get you out to the King Mackerel Grounds or to the Gulf Stream, Barry, you know. Unless you got a hell of a extension cord,
it might get you out of there. It might get you out there, but you do got to get back at some point.
Yeah,
right?
I mean that's a 60-mile trip out there. No, I don't think it would even get you out
probably
there.
You're
looking at a 3 or 4 mile range. I'm going to look into this. The stocks are hot. V is V E E E. 3 V's there on Twin V Power Cats. Okay, another one that's gaining traction here today. You know, there's a third way to get the internet, and that's from satellite space. And of course, Elon Musk has his big venture. He's going to launch 30,000 satellites. He's already launched, I think, about a third of them. And that's if all the internet goes down, you know, will satellite go down too? That's kind of the last resort. But there's another one out there called AST Spacemobile. That's a hot stock today. It's up on huge volume. They provide space-based cellular, actually this is cellular broadband network. So they're beaming it down to cell towers, whereas Musk Venture, you point your satellite dish to the most optimal spot. You get an app, download the app, and Musk plan will show you how to point your satellite dish, which you can take with you camping and whatnot. It's portable. But this one is ASTS, and they're with Vodafone and some other providers and American tower operators. So they must be beaming it to these cell towers. That stock's up 12.1% today. ASTS, which is AST Spacemobile. Okay, and then the last one here, which I wouldn't touch with a 10-foot pole, but, you know, I saw an article last week that said Bed Bath & Beyond is a $1 stock. But right now, this is the one that all the GameStop people, what do you call them, meme stock people?
Yeah, the meme stock, Reddit crowd, whatever, you know.
Yep. They are
the
running this thing. You know, they ran GameStop up to 120. Then it came all the way back down to 20.
Hertz was another one early on. But
well,
yeah,
right now
GameStop
they're on
the one where they cost people money.
BBY, Bed Bath & Beyond, which a lot of people don't think is going to survive. I mean, the Internet and Amazon have just clobbered Bed Bath & Beyond. They're losing money like crazy. And yet the meme people have... This stock has tripled in the last 4 weeks. It's up 11.2% today. I'm just bringing it to your attention. These are stocks that are jumping off the page today on what's a pretty quiet day in the market. The volume, 56 million shares on Bed Bath & Beyond. Bed Bath & Beyond is clear down to $1 billion in market capitalization. At one time, this was a $52 stock. Now it's recently was $4.54 stock, but now the meme folks have got a hold of it, and they've run it up to $14.30, and it's up 10.4% today. So those are the stocks jumping off the page. Okay, it's going to be a busy week. I can't wait to dig in here. I've already looked at quite a few charts. I thought the tech stocks looked really good in my early initial look. They finished the week very strong, especially the semiconductor stocks. They had a really nice week, a nice finish to the week. They were fairly strong here this morning. And as always, I've made quite a few buys, probably five buys, as I continue to put some of that cash back to work that we raised during the sell-off in the market. And I continue to find, you know, some opportunities out there in the market. Now, if you'd like to talk to us, while we're putting money to work here, 855-611-BEST, 855-611-BEST. You can also get, you know, a review and a little bit of a, you know, a review of your plan by giving us a call at 855-611-BEST. Or you can begin with the newsletter, which is GundersonCapital.com, GundersonCapital.com. All right, well, we'll see if we can keep this four-week win streak going. I think it will depend on these retail reports coming in the rest of the week. This is Bill Gunderson, Barry Kite. Have a great day, everybody.
This show is not a solicitation to buy or sell any securities. Bill Gunderson or clients of Gunderson Capital Management may have long or short positions in stocks mentioned during the show. Gunderson Capital Management is a fee-based registered investment advisory firm. All accounts are held at Ameritrade. Ameritrade is a member of SIPC and FINRA.